Excellencies, distinguished guests, distinguished delegates, good morning and good afternoon. I would like to congratulate you, the chair, and the ISU for successfully planning and running this virtual meeting. Allow me to give an update on the Article 5 implementation by Zimbabwe. As you are aware, Zimbabwe is sitting on an 8-year extension period expiring on 31 December 2025. This meeting comes when Zimbabwe is 3 years into the extension period. I'm happy to notify this meeting that Zimbabwe is on track to meet its Article 5 obligation. Next slide, please. Next slide. The graph shows that Zimbabwe has managed to surpass year-on-year targets. The actual yearly remaining contamination line has been kept below the targeted, even though there are some additional square meters emanating from resurface. Thus, at the current rate, chances of completion before 2025 are very high. Progress since the Oslo Review Conference. During the Oslo Review Conference, Zimbabwe reported a remaining contamination of 44,462,070 square meters. A lot of land has since been released, albeit the COVID-19 environment. A total of 8,256,767 square meters have been released in 2020. That is surpassing a target of 7,750,923 square meters, giving a remaining contamination figure of 35,235,441 square meters as at 31 October 2025. The 2020 release figures are aggregated by clearance, cancellation, and reduction as shown on the pie chart. Zimbabwe continue expanding the other methodologies with new machines coming in and also importation of more mine detection dogs being on the cards. Apopo, we had been failing to mobilize funding for startup since 2016, have finally got something and are scheduled to start before the year end. Resource mobilization. The communication and resource mobilization strategy, which was approved by the government in 2019, was scheduled to be launched in May 2020. This did not happen due to the pandemic. Its implementation was also severely disturbed by the lockdowns and COVID-related restrictions. However, a lot of mobilization was done, thus keeping the program going. Mine risk education. Operators continue to conduct mine risk education as well as community liaison within their operational areas. Added to the above, ZIMAC is working on establishing mine risk education teams to conscientize communities living in non-landmine contaminated regions of the country on the dangers of tampering with ERWs. While there has been behavior change by landmine affected communities, some few incidents of children being killed or maimed by ERWs in non-landmine contamination regions have been witnessed. Thus, the need for more comprehensive risk education covering the whole country is needed. The new said cases were experienced in the provinces as shown. Monitoring the National Strategic Plan. Zimbabwe is keeping track of the National Strategic Plan 2018 to 2025 and making positive adjustments where possible. In line with Action 20 of the Oslo Action Plan, these adjustments are reported yearly through the Article 7 reports. It is pleasing to note that even though there has been adjustments and APOPO failing to start as had been planned, the main goal of a 2025 landmine-free Zimbabwe remains achievable. Challenges. The Zimbabwe Mine Action Program is progressing well, albeit some challenges, which include the economic environment. The economy of Zimbabwe has been going through hard times, as such the government could not maximize its national mine clearance unit capacity, but has managed to maintain current capacity. The government is, however, doing its best with the resources available. There are high hopes that the economic environment will improve in the near future. This will definitely result in increased national funding. Donor funding. The program has managed to maintain its donors. However, it has been a challenge to bring in new donors. Zimbabwe is hopeful that the current donors will continue assisting or even increase funding to enable the achievement of the 2025 goal. The COVID-19 pandemic. The global devastating pandemic did not spare Zimbabwe and the program to be specific. Lockdowns and some restrictions resulted in loss of up to 2 months' time. This affected the work by organizations. In conclusion, Zimbabwe is committed to maintain an effective program which can be exemplary to other state parties who seek to achieve their Article 5 obligations. CIMAC acknowledges the contribution of the operators as well as assistance by the GICHD and ISU to all the achievements registered to date. I thank you.